Get ready for a transformation.
But in this kingdom, we start growing. We are replacing those carnal thoughts with the word of God. Our minds are renewed to the word of God. At that time, glory, glory, glory. So when we are speaking from knowledge. Or you wake up and say, "Hey, bonga fish and gari." Glory to God! I took it in the dream. I will never take it in life. In the name of Jesus.
Say, "I'll never be poor."
Jesus Christ. Pay attention to everything I'm going to show you.
Another life-changing moment with Apostle Peters.
So I'll just go straight and I won't be shouting when I'm communicating them. I'll just take my time and make sure you take every word seriously. When I was communicating for the year of prosperity, I was quite gentle. Thank you. And that was the first tough year that we had. And in all of it, you know, the beautiful thing about it is this. God told us that there will be 3 years. Unusual, tough. And the first one started 2019. Was it 2019? 2020. Yes, the lockdown. And the Lord said that will be our whole year of prosperity. And the powerful part of it is that despite the lockdowns, you were sustained. You cannot even explain up to now what happened. But when they announced the lockdown, it looked like, how are we ever going to cope? In fact, when they started, you know, people started saying, "Oh, it's just for a while, it will stop soon, just for a while." Then it was dragging. When they started saying it was dragging, a lot of people had fears. But for Christians, the Lord really sustained us. Especially if you follow here in SKC, you're a member of SKC, and you are a tither, you will notice how God supernaturally sustained you. How people just remembered you somehow, in lockdown, where people were supposed to be reserving their money. That's because God has planned to sustain you. You are not part of the world. We are not of this world. So think of the similar kind of thing that's coming up next year. But this particular year, 2021, things went up in price. And yet, God still helped you to shine. That's God. Okay? All right? And something like that is coming up again in the third year. And God is even going to help you more. By the power of the Holy Ghost. I don't want you to joke with these words. I'm going to be giving you the words shortly. And I want you to think while I'm giving them to you. You must. Okay, I will talk about it. I gave a word about the fact that from what I saw twice, I gave this prophecy. This year would not round off until the, what is it now? Until the recession. Is it recession they are having in the world? Is it recession? Okay, it's recession. Yeah. Until the recession has closed, this year will not end. And I gave that prophecy twice because I saw it. And then about 2 or 3 weeks afterwards, I had a vision. And let me relate that to you. This will help you prepare for the next year. 2 or 3 weeks. I saw in the realm of the spirit that I stood giving the same prophecy. And then I saw things started going down. Like everything was beginning to work for the prices to change and everything. Everything was just working in that direction. But then I saw men. I want to tell you this. What the country is going through right now is not from God. It's men. Who are these men? The Lord told me about them. So I'll just mention that. So you get ready for next year. Okay. Say hallelujah. This is a good background, so don't miss it. This is just a good foundation. Don't miss it. Okay, now, these men are wicked men. The Lord calls them to me. These are the three categories of men. Wicked, ignorant, and greedy. This is not one person, one group. These are three groups. They are the ones responsible for what is going on. Wicked men. These are the ones that are wicked in their agenda. Number two, ignorant. These are the ones that are ignorant because they don't know what's going on. They thought those who are leading them or those who are giving them the instruction, they thought they mean well. But they themselves, they are ignorant, so they are carrying out certain instructions. And then the third are greedy people. Now, the greediness here means those that are consumed by selfish desires. Their selfish desires pushing them. And that's what is responsible for what is going on in Nigeria right now and some other countries. This kind of agenda will keep on even in the next year. Get ready for that. Okay. Well, you know, they that do know their God, they shall be strong and do exploit. So there are men that are responsible for everything that is going on now. And they have more plans too. Some of them, out of ignorance, they're just doing what they are doing. They just think, well, we think this is the best thing to do at this time. But they don't know it's ignorantly the one that is leading them. Those that are giving them the instructions, these ones don't mean well. Okay, so watch out for that. 2022. The Lord said to give you this very simple instruction. Make 2022 your year of dedication. Make it your year. I'm talking to you now. Make it your year of dedication. And let the Lord make it the year that I'm going to announce now for you. When you make it your year of dedication, God will make it the year for you. His own year for you. I will announce that shortly. Okay? Because the Lord said, in fact, one of the first words that God gave me for 2022 is this word that I'm giving you now. He gave me this since the course of the year. It says, the Lord said he will give special treatment to those who are dedicated to him. In 2022, he's going to treat them specially. He will give them honorable treatment. Never you forget that. 2 Chronicles chapter number 16, verse 9. Somebody should turn there and read for me.
For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him.
Can you see that? Okay, that's what God is going to do in 2022. His eyes will look for those who are perfect towards him, who are loyal towards him, who are dedicated. His eyes will locate them to bless them and give them special, honorable treatment. Okay? So, be dedicated. Let that year for you personally be your year of dedication. You say that to yourself and say, this year for me, 2022, is my year of dedication. This is the scripture, the theme scripture for 2022. Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60, verse 22. These are theme scripture. The first year. Barakuste kira palasete. Soratari vashte. The first of the 3 years I told you about is the year of prosperity. The second, the year of shining. Did we shine? Come on, we did. Even as a church, they knew anywhere we were, any venue, we shone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay, so the third year, Isaiah 60 verse 22. This is our theme scripture. Okay, you found it? Everybody read it. Read it so you can have it manifest in your life. If you like, be looking around. Shall become a thousand, a small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Say this concerning yourself. Say, I declare that this is a prophetic word for me. I declare that this is the prophetic word for me. A little one shall become a thousand. A small one, a strong nation. Brothers and sisters, how is that going to ever happen? If a little one becomes a thousand, a small one, a strong nation. Do you know what a nation is? Not to talk of the strong one. And yet, this is the word for us in 2022. In 2022, there will be threefold increase in this ministry and in your life individually. So I want to give you the three. Threefold increase. Listen, don't forget it. Threefold increase. In fact, let me tell you, it's so deep. It's so deep that the year 2022 itself is going to, one of the several words that will be on the lips of people will be increase. Now listen to this. Increase and every synonym of increase. Addition, that's a synonym of increase. That's increase. Multiplication, that's increase. Gone up, that's increase. Hiked, that's increase. So in every way, increase will be on the lips of people and in their hearts. But I want to tell you what God is going to do in our ministry and our individual lives. Threefold increase in 2022. The first one is increase. We are going to experience. The Lord will bring us into increase in grace. Which means special ability, wisdom, strength. We will experience increase in this area, in grace. Then that grace will produce for us abilities, special abilities. Wisdom, strength. James chapter number 4 verse 6. James chapter 4 verse 6. The A part says, he giveth more grace. So we are going to experience more grace. If you are into business, whatever you are into, just position yourself because God is going to, the grace upon you is being increased. For whatever, anything you set your heart to do, there is increased grace. Listen, you have to understand. There are realms. There are dispensations. There was a time in the history of the church that it's called the dispensation of healings. That particular period, anybody that just believed can heal any sick. Go and read about it. It has passed now. It was a period of healing. About 6 or 7 years or so, or 11 years. That period in the history of the church, plenty healings happened in the USA because that was where it started. And everybody were just stepping into it. And if small group, large group, the pastor could heal anybody. Anyone that has faith can heal anybody. Why? That period, that thing is released into the atmosphere. And so you're going to have anybody, little faith, you produce, you just be producing healing. You don't have to have strong faith like maybe now. You don't have to have plenty of anointing like now. You don't have to feel anything. As long as you step into that thing in faith, and just say, me too, I want to heal the sick. Because that's what is in the atmosphere, in the realm of the spirit. Now, I'm telling you what is coming into the atmosphere. Increase. Such that you won't need plenty of faith to produce increase. That's what we are stepping into now. Okay. Not just for SKC. It's going to happen all around the world. Increase. Listen. I will talk about all around the world in a short while. Okay. So, increase in grace. That's the first of the threefold. Grace for ability, wisdom, strength. Romans chapter number 5 verse 17. For if by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one. That means in 2022, you're going to be reigning in life. You're going to be reigning with Christ because of grace. Increase in grace. Secondfold. Increase in the area of finances. It means anything that will bring money, once you do it, money will come plenty. Listen, irrespective of what's going to be happening in the world, I'm telling you God's mind now. God is going to be showing off with his children. Because you know what God wants to do? He wants the world to know that no matter what they are going through, his own children are his children, and his God is Lord of all. So this is the second increase, second fold. Finances. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse 8. That means in 2022, we are going to have money. Let me tell you. You know, in the year of prosperity, compared to the year of shining, you can ask Pastor Dami, he's the one in charge of the finances. He will tell you the church increased financially. Now, you watch it again for next year. Individually, watch your life. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. So watch out for that. Let me, 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. I told you, I won't shout. You don't have to shout about everything. The most important thing is that what you are saying is sure. Okay, so the wise will take it seriously. So, and just let me just be taking it gradually, and the wise should take it seriously. Eighth verse now. And I'm reading this from the Amplified, so you'll be able to see it very well. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances see the realm that God is bringing us. And whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. This is some increase. Don't you understand? You have much more for yourself. You are even doing charity. That's what he's talking about. Involved in good works. Why? Because you have increase. The money is there. Glory to God. Ah, Kaliga Sataba. I'm excited about this in my spirit. Then, the third increase. What's the first one? Threefold increase. What's the first one? Increase in. Second one, increase in. The third one is increase in. I want to give it now. The third one is increase in numbers. Anything that has to do with number will increase in 2022. Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you to also be careful if you're married and you don't want to have another child that year. Because you, I mean it. Everything that has to do with number. Everything. If you have this number of people working with you, increase is going to come. Tell you something. There are some increase that will be happening unplanned. Because I told you it's working in the atmosphere. In the world, a lot of things are going to be increased. The kind of bad news they have will increase. Because this thing is working everywhere. Increase everywhere. You will hear of it. Don't worry. After the Bible says you will hear of it, it will not come near you by the power of the Holy Ghost. A lot will be increasing there. Wickedness of men will increase. Carelessness will increase. And then anything that has to do with numbers will just be increasing. So be careful. It means that if you had 5 clothes, you can count them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Increase will come. Because anything that has to do with numbers will increase. So watch it, watch it. This is good, but you also have to be careful on the other side. So be very careful. If you are single now, you don't have any child, be careful. So that you will increase in number from 1 to 2. So be very careful. I know exactly what I'm saying. This is a warning also. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. Jeremiah 30, verse 19. Okay. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, they shall not be small. There are two ways that increase come, actually, by addition or by multiplication. So both will work together in 2022. Some are going to be having it by addition, some are going to be having it by multiplication. Some are going to be having both together. Sometimes addition, sometimes multiplication. Okay, so don't hear what I did not say. Make sure you hear what I'm saying, because that's what the Lord is doing. Glory to God. All right. So, 2022, year 2022 for us is the year of increase. Glory to God. Lift your hand and thank God for it. So lift your hand and thank God for it. Appreciate God. Take a few seconds just to thank God. Thank God and appreciate Him. Thank God and appreciate Him. You will never be small anymore, because already a little one shall become a thousand, a small one a strong nation. Okay? The position that you struggled to get to in 2022, in 2021, in 2022, with ease, God will push you there. Okay? So, your time of increase has come. Your time of increase has come. The Lord has decided to increase you. Favor is going to be increased in some people's lives. Some people, what they need is Lego Randa Sopra Acta Gista Pala Sigatiata. Anointings will be increased in some people's life. Anointings. Because it's the year of increase. Wisdom will be increased. I'm hearing that there's somebody listening to me or here right now. Your wisdom is going to be increased. God is going to increase the wisdom with which you deal with things and deal with life and deal with your situations of your life. Wisdom is going to be increased. Ability will be increased. Creativity will be increased. I hear that. Thank you, Lord. Creativity will be increased. If you are into something that requires creativity, you'll notice that in 2022, more creativity kind of ideas will be popping up. More will be popping up. You do things differently in such a way that will make you gain more influence. That will make you grow bigger. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Father, we give you praise for it. We appreciate you. Blessed be your holy name. You know, congratulations to us. Congratulations for 2022. Congratulations. Glory to God. Now, these are not the things that you pray to make happen. They are sure as the Bible, because I'm bringing you these words from the Lord. Okay. All right. And I told you what you must do. You must make it your year of dedication, and let God make it your year of increase. So what you're supposed to do is make it personalized and say, it's my year of dedication, and God will make it your year of increase. In other words, if you have not been dedicated to the things of God and you've been distracted with irrelevancies, then you've positioned yourself wrongly. Okay, so make sure that's done. And I want to urge you, for everyone here now and everyone that is listening online, make sure you give your best shot to the work of God in 2022. I want to tell you some few things, some prophecies now. So I want to give you some prophecies for the year. You may be able to have a glimpse. Number one, the Lord spoke to me a lot about the Church of Christ in 2022, what will happen in the Church of Christ. And that's for a special reason that I will not tell you now. He spoke to me about the Church of Christ. He made me to be more concerned about the body of Christ for a special reason that I will not talk to you about. And it's part of a level of promotion in the realm of the Spirit. So I want to be grateful to him for that. Okay, now, the Church will march on with more glory. Mark that word. More glory. And we wax even stronger in 2022. When I talk about the Church, I'm talking about the body of Christ as a whole. The Church will march on with more glory, and will wax even stronger in 2022. Okay. Next, we need to pray against policies that will not favor the country's citizens. We need to pray against policies. There are some policies or some things, some rules or policies that will be coming up from leaders that will not favor the citizens of the countries and people in the countries generally. Not just here in Nigeria, but other parts of the world too. Of course, this will not be all over, but other parts of the world too, we experience the same thing. Okay, in 2022. These policies will seem to undermine or belittle people's rights. These policies will try, they will try to impose it on their citizens. Things like new way to do things or live against the people's true wish. Okay, so we need to pray against such as a church. We should not be quiet. All right. Next, some of the things that will be happening in the church of God from 2022 will be a major setting of the stage for the returning of Christ. From 2022, some things are going to be happening. God is intentional about them. God is will be deliberate about them. And that will be setting the stage for Christ to return. Because that return is close now. Okay? The Lord will be doing quick works in 2022. More will be achieved to the glory of God and His kingdom in 2022 alone compared to 2020 and 2021 put together. 2020 and 2021 put together will not match up with what will be achieved for the kingdom of God in 2022 alone. On the flip side, major things will happen that will set the stage, the revealing of the Antichrist. Major things will happen in 2022 that will set the stage for the revealing, that will begin to set the stage for the revealing of the Antichrist. Okay? That's why there's something about next year. There's something about that year. Okay, now. This one, I want to say congratulations to the body of Christ all over the world. And I want you to do that. I want you to clap for the body of Christ. I know you're busy writing. Just put your hands together. Yeah. This one I want to announce now. Because the Lord says, in the realm of the Spirit, I hear more wins for the church in 2022. You know, wins in plural now, I put it. More wins for the church to win in 2022. The church is going to win many more battles or whatever. But we are going to win big time. Okay? Next, all over the world, new stars will emerge this year. All over the world, not just here. New stars. When we talk about new stars, talk about some guys that or some people that will just come up on the scene and there will be a beginning of showing up of what they really are called to do or what they have inside potentially, both generally, both Christians and those of the world. So more new stars will begin to emerge. They will begin to come up. Okay, all over the world. Next, 2022 will not be, most especially for the church, will not be as bad for us. Remember I said us. Financially, as many have depicted. As many people have painted it. For us, it will not be as bad. In fact, there are some shockers here I will mention shortly. Now, except for those who are not in Christ, that's their business, and those who do not know their God, that's why I told you, let this year, 2022, be for you your own personal year of devotion towards God. Okay? The Lord says this, that many of these who do not know their God, although will be helped by His mercy. Okay? In fact, as the Spirit of God said it, that's why I'm saying it. Now, in fact, for many, they will shine financially in 2022. In fact, for many, It will shine financially in the same year. To be a shining. Some of them will shine brighter. Some of them will begin to shine financially in the same year. Okay. Now, the Lord is saying this. Seems like it has been said before, but he's saying it now on its own. God says he will show mercy in 2022. People will enjoy God's mercy. Mercy, mercy, God's mercy, God's mercy, God's mercy, God's mercy. Don't blow it up. That might just be the only year you have to enjoy the mercy. So don't blow it up. Then this one, oh, a bomb. A bomb. Now, when I mean a bomb, it doesn't mean the bomb. They chose to bomb somewhere. Pow! A news that's a bomb. There's a news that will come up that will be a bomb. It will be a cause for concern. A news that will come up in the course of the year that will be a cause for concern. Let's just wait for that. But you know, we know our own God. So there's no fear anywhere. Now, whatever part of the world this news is coming from, whether the world generally or this country, I do not know, but I'm seeing that in the news. There's a news that will come up that will be a bomb that will be cause for concern. Okay. Next. Many more Christians will be revived in 2022. Many more Christians will catch fire for Christ. Many more Christians will be revived. Many more Christians will catch fire for Christ. You know, the Lord already said he's preparing for the second coming. So I think we should still be able to relate this to that other one. That other word of prophecy. Next, many of God's children will live as kings. Thank God I'm one of them. Many of God's children will live as kings in 2022. Authority and honor. Some of them will be able to, they will develop the boldness, the faith to use their authority. It will just well up. It will come up in their spirit strong. They'll be able to use their authority. And then they will live as kings also in honor. The Lord is going to put them in position that will bring them honor. Things will happen in their life that will bring them honor. Okay, so you watch out for that also. Glory to God. Now, finally on this. The body of Christ, the church, must not sleep. This is an instruction at all in 2022. We must watch and pray. Because 2022 will call for prayer. 2022 will call for prayer. So we must not sleep. We must watch and pray. 2022 will call for prayer. Especially as nations or the world. So call for prayer. The church must not sleep. Now, the Bible says that those things that are said in the dark shall be known, made known in the light, and the ones that are hidden shall be pronounced on the mountaintop. These things I just said, that looked. Now, these prophecies that I gave you are pregnant, each one of them. A lot of things will happen. You'll be able to link them later. Okay, I gave you as I'm led to give you, and the words that I'm led to use. And then these same prophecies that I'm giving you right now, they are given gently. But the way the ones that concern you will magnify in your life, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. So take them seriously. And I want you to look forward to 2022 with expectation, with excitement. Begin to already celebrate your increase. Because I'm already doing mine. Glory to God.
This message was produced by Supernatural Kingdom Church. To get more of our messages, call 0816-011-4389. Thank you and God bless you.